Coach had got off to a big lead early and just kept on rolling. A lot of kids get to play in a game like this, and what can you say about the domination by your team tonight?
Yeah, it was good to get everybody in the game, get some people some points. I think tonight was McKenna Sontag's first career point, so that's always fun to get some kids some points as a senior. But, you know, it was actually a little bit of a slow start. It was steady, but it took us some time. But we did build up to, I think it was 11-0 at one point. But it just took us some time to get there. We're a little bit sloppy getting going. Missed some shots, turned the ball over a little bit in the first half. But then got it blown open a little bit and changed some things up, tried some things out, some things that we haven't been able to do. You know, it wasn't just about scoring and getting things going. It was about, you know, postseason's coming up, and we wanted to try some things out in a game situation. We saw some things the other night against Harlan that tripped us up, so we wanted to try some game scenarios tonight.
Well, you talk about maybe the slow start offensively, but defensively, it was 13-0, actually, run in that first quarter. Defense was relentless early.
Yeah, we ran our 1-2-2 really well. Was happy with the way we were rotating, jumping passes, and then rebounding as well. But, you know, we wanted to try up some different options. You know, again, postseason, everyone knows what you're going to do, so what else can you run? You know, we got a chance to run some man-to-man, some 1-3-1, some other things like that. We've seen ourselves run 2-3, but it's just a good opportunity to get some kids in different positions. And, you know, we got Jillian Satoff into some situations, Bryn Lamp into some situations. It's a good opportunity to get them in with some of our varsity players and not just at the end of game and with some other players that come off the bench, but I'm getting them some meaningful minutes with some other kids and kind of see what they would do.
Well, you picked up your 10th win now here in the season, 10-5, and you've got a non-conference date with the trainer on Thursday night. It'll be a good test against the Western Iowa Conference team.
Yeah, we picked this one up. We're sick of getting beat in the second round of the regional finals, so we wanted to beef up our schedule. You know, we didn't want to go pick up a team that we knew we'd blow the doors off. So we picked up the trainer game. We picked up the Xyra game this year. We wanted to be battle-tested and be ready to go. You know, our girls' goal is to get into the third round and you know, get to Des Moines. And playing a team like, you know, trainer, teams like Xyra, they're teams that are going to help get you there. So Thursday we know Coach Chapman's going to have them ready to go. Their only loss is the Pius out of Nebraska, so they're very good. We saw them this summer. We scrimmaged them a little bit. High intensity. They can score the ball. They can defend really well. Very aggressive. That's the kind of game we need right now to show us what we're made of.
Well, that's what you're doing right now too. Playing great defense, and you got that inside game going like you have, especially after the break. But you're getting some outside shooting. Schrader had two threes tonight, and Zoe Kirkhoff had a deep three also. So you can hit the outside.
Yeah, and that's something we've got to focus on is getting that going a little bit more. We had three tonight. I think we had six at Harlan, and we just got to keep getting into that consistent. We were 0-5 at halftime, and we challenged them at half and said we got to get some threes falling. But, you know, we were able to get the ball inside in the first half, so we didn't really want to just launch. 0-5 isn't the worst thing. The fact that we weren't 0-15 is good. And then the second half, like I said, just challenge them, knock down the threes, and we hit some rhythm threes, and then we had some younger players come in and shoot some threes as well. But again, we just wanted to see what else we can do. We didn't just want to sit in our base stuff tonight, run, score. That's just kind of silly and pointless. You know, it doesn't do any good for anybody. And, you know, Red Oak's shorthanded. You know, they don't have a whole lot of girls, and we've been in that situation. That's not any fun. And, you know, their coach is out. You know, congratulations to Coach Johnson. They just had a baby in their family. So didn't get to see them tonight, so congratulations to them as well.
You know all about that too, Coach, from a year ago. Nice presentation early. Peyton Harder now 1,274 points. Holds that record for five-player basketball here. A nice presentation honoring her and her family.
Yeah, you know, we get the record on the road at Harlan. That's where she scored 1,000 points, too. Something about that gym for her, apparently. But, you know, we want to get recognition to her and her family. She's put in the work and scored the points and got the rebounds. So it's only fitting to recognize that here tonight. Let them have that special moment as a family and let our fans honor her and recognize her. Two records is pretty impressive. And, you know, we talked the other night. She's top five in a lot of other categories. So she does it all. She gets assists, steals, rebounds, points, blocks. She does a little bit of everything, team player, great kid to coach, so it's been a lot of fun.
Coach, thanks a bunch. A great product on the floor. Pick up your 10th win this season. Head to Trainer on Thursday night and Creston on Monday. We'll see you Monday at Creston. Best of luck on Thursday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Dan Vargason, head coach in Atlantic Girls, as they win tonight over the Red Oak Tigers 60-23, and they go to 10-5 on the season. We'll be back with more second half play on the boys' side right here at 95.7 FM and our live stream at westernowtoday.com.